Getting Life, a journey from wrongful conviction to freedom. Chapter 1. What's Getting Life? Getting Life, an innocent man's 25-year journey from prison to peace, is a memoir written by Michael Morton, detailing his wrongful conviction and subsequent release after spending nearly 25 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. In 1986, Morton was arrested and convicted of the murder of his wife, Christine. Despite the lack of physical evidence linking him to the crime and his staunch claims of innocence, he was sentenced to life in prison. Throughout his time in prison, Morton maintained his innocence, but his pleas went largely unheard in a legal system that initially failed to protect him. Morton's story is one of perseverance and hope as he navigates the challenges of prison life, deals with the emotions stemming from his wrongful conviction, and ultimately works to expose the truth behind his case. In 2011, DNA evidence finally exonerated Morton, leading to his release. The memoir shares not only the horrors of wrongful imprisonment, but also the importance of forgiveness and healing. Morton reflects on the impact of his wrongful conviction on his life, his family, and his journey toward finding peace after being released. Getting Life serves as a powerful account of the systemic flaws in the criminal justice system, the quest for justice, and the human spirit's resilience. Chapter 2: The Background of Getting Life. Getting Life by Michael Morton. Overview and Context. Author Background. Michael Morton is a Texas man who spent nearly 25 years in prison after being wrongfully convicted of murdering his wife, Christine, in 1986. During his time in prison, Morton maintained his innocence and fought tirelessly to prove it. His story culminated in the 2011 exoneration that revealed prosecutorial misconduct and the absence of concrete evidence linking him to the crime. Morton's case is a significant example of flaws within the criminal justice system, especially regarding wrongful convictions, the handling of evidence, and the ethical obligations of prosecutors. Context of the book. Getting Life, published in 2014, explores the harrowing experience of being wrongfully imprisoned and the psychological toll of such an ordeal. Morton wrote the book not only to tell his story, but to shed light on the systemic issues that lead to wrongful convictions. His experience intersects deeply with discussions about justice, the criminal justice system, and the importance of transparency and accountability in law enforcement. Social context. 1. Wrongful convictions in the U.S. During the late 20th century and into the 21st century, growing awareness about wrongful convictions sparked discussions around reforming the justice system. Organizations like the Innocence Project have worked to uncover and rectify such miscarriages of justice, advocating for DNA testing and policy reforms. 2. The role of prosecutors. Morton's story emphasizes the significant power and ethical responsibilities of prosecutors. His conviction was largely based on prosecutorial misconduct, which is a critical issue in the legal system. The lack of checks and balances can lead to wrongful convictions and raises questions about the integrity of justice. 3. Public awareness. The growing public interest in true crime stories and wrongful conviction narratives has helped to bring more attention to individual cases and the broader implications they have on society. Getting Life fits into this paradigm, allowing readers to deeply engage with the personal consequences of wrongful accusations and the quest for justice. 4. Prison reform and advocacy. Morton's experience highlights the need for comprehensive prison reform and advocacy for those wrongfully imprisoned. His narrative serves as a powerful testament to the flaws within the justice system and a call to action for reforms that prioritize preventing wrongful convictions and better supporting those who are affected. Intent and purpose. Michael Morton's original intention in writing Getting Life was to share not only his personal journey through the injustice of wrongful imprisonment, but also to advocate for broader recognition of systemic flaws in the criminal justice system. He intended to inspire change and foster understanding about the devastating impact of wrongful convictions, aiming for improved practices that could prevent such tragedies in the future. By detailing his own struggles and the emotional aftermath, Morton seeks to humanize the statistics surrounding wrongful convictions, making it a deeply personal call for reform. Chapter 3 quotes of Getting Life. Getting Life quotes as follows. 1. Life is not about what happens to you. It's about how you react to it. Two, I had to find a way to embrace the chaos around me, even when it felt impossible. Three, finding forgiveness is not just for others, it's for yourself. Four, every setback is an opportunity for a comeback if you look at it the right way. Five, you can't change the past, but you can change how it affects your future. Six, hope is a powerful tool, but it must be paired with action to create change. Seven, sometimes the most meaningful relationships can come from the most painful experiences. Eight, true strength is not just surviving the storm, but learning how to dance in the rain. Nine, life's greatest lessons often come wrapped in adversity. 10. We must learn to live with the scars of our past. They tell the story of our resilience. Read Getting Life Summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/getting-life. By Getting Life at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=getting+life. By Getting Life at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=n. Search Getting Life at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=getting-life/offset=1.